Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, May 28th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, a driverless car, and Microsoft has no plans to spin off its Bing or Xbox businesses. Those stories and more coming up.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population, and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Google has a new driverless car on the drawing board. After testing Lexus and Toyota vehicles equipped with self-driving technology, Google plans to build its own two-seater and start testing prototypes about a year from now. Facebook's proposed acquisition of the messaging service WhatsApp has been approved here in the U.S., but it may be running into trouble in Europe, where it's making telecom companies nervous. Facebook is asking the European Commission to review the $19 billion deal. The social network is hoping a single review by the Commission will avoid antitrust investigations by multiple EU nations. Microsoft is working on a version of Skype that can translate in real time conversations between people who are speaking different languages. Chief Executive Satya Nadella showed off the version of Skype while speaking Tuesday night at the Code Conference. Also at the Code Conference, Nadella said Microsoft has no plans to spin off its Bing or Xbox businesses. A new report finds China will overtake the U.S. to become the world's biggest mobile phone market by revenue for the first time this year. That's according to Strategy Analytics. Mobile phone sales in China are slated to rise 15% this year, and revenue will grow to $87 billion. Sales in the U.S. are expected to flatline, with revenue hitting $60 billion. Last year, both countries posted revenue of around $57 billion. Coming up, we'll look at how tech stocks fared today.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with the Simple Choice for Business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Stocks fell a little today. The NASDAQ was down 12 at 4225. The Dow fell 42 at 16,633. The S&P was down 2. Shares of Google down 0.75%. Today, Facebook was up 3 pennies. Microsoft was down almost 0.5%. Twitter shares were up 10.5% after a Nomura analyst raised his rating on the social networking company to buy from neutral. Shares of Apple down $1.62. Bernstein Research raised its price target for Apple, citing potential gains from the soon-to-be-introduced iPhone 6 and the speculated introduction of a smartwatch. Workday shares up about 2%. Its first quarter loss widened as a surge in costs masked higher revenues. The enterprise software company raised its revenue outlook for the year and gave a strong top-line view for this quarter. Again, the NASDAQ falling 12. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.